Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Spencertown Academy Arts Center's 15th Annual Festival of Books goes virtual this year. Labor Day weekend and beyond, there will be online conversations with distinguished authors, special book sales, children's drawing workshops, and more. Audience members can settle into a comfortable chair with their laptop or tablet and enjoy the beloved cultural event of all things literary, 2020 style. All programs will be on Zoom. Registration is required and free, but limited. David Highfill is the co-chair of the Spencertown Academy Arts Center's Festival of Books, and he joins us now to tell us more. David, welcome back to the Roundtable. How are you?
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Tell me how far along you were in planning a in-person festival when everything hit.
We had a lot of lead time because this was mid-March and the festival is Labor Day weekend. We really had a good amount of time to figure out what it would look like. And those first couple of months, you remember, there was a lot of discussion. Maybe we could open up socially and gathering in the summer sometime. Mm-hmm. So that was a hope. But I guess there was some time in April, May that we began to think that we should plan for a virtual and learn some new technology. And
right.
By that time, we had already been, you know, using Zoom for meetings, family and friends and professional work stuff. So we were becoming more comfortable. But we're always lucky when it comes to programming to find writers who are willing to come up. But in some ways, it was an easier ask this year because we were saying to people, we would like to host you on Zoom and have you meet everyone in the community, you know, via Zoom, if not people around the country. So it became a different sort of, you know, ask for writers. But you know, several of them were just so willing to help. So I'm delighted that the strength of the program and the interest and the scope of the program is as wide as ever. Very happy about that.
The lineup is absolutely incredible and includes many fantastic authors, not the least of which, of course, is Joyce Carol Oates. Do you want to tell me about some of the other writers that you have scheduled?
Yes, for sure. So Joyce Carol Oates, many people know her. She's been writing for decades now, and she is probably, you know, one of the great American novelists, especially the great American living novelist. Prodigious outwork. She's the most prolific writer I know of in this era or any other. And the range of her fiction is enormous as well. This new novel is called Night, Sleep, Death, the Stars. And it comes from a poem by Walt Whitman, which is quite evocative. It's a family story. It's a big social novel. It's a sprawling, long, detailed, nuanced story. But it begins with the death of the family patriarch and the widow that he leaves and the adult children. But it also deals with big social issues. It was written before, you know, the George Floyd murder this summer that was so transfixed us as well as others in this country. So it was written before that, but yet there's an incident, the opening of the novel, that echoes those. And this family deals with prejudice and racism and class entitlement and all sorts of big, gripping, very emotional issues beyond their own kind of family dysfunction. So it's a rich family tale in so many ways. And this widow, the mother, sort of anchors this novel, and it's quite impressive for those readers who love to be fully immersed in a family's travails. This is certainly one of those.
It is an absolute micro genre, isn't it? The intense family drama.
Yeah,
a nice distraction, maybe from our own.
I think so. Well, I was having this conversation with a friend recently about, you know, what is it about the novels that can be so sad and moving and troubling and disturbing and that, you know, kind of wake you up in the middle of the night because you're worried about them. That, what is it about fiction and our experience of fiction that makes us want to experience stories like that? There are lots of values in books, obviously, the funny, the charming, the romantic, you know, all those, the thrillers. I mean, those are fun too, but there's something about the troubling story and the family story and the story that speaks to, you know, culturally where we are right now and politically where we are right now, that can be a rich and rewarding experience, even if it's troubling, even if it's challenging and sad. So my hat's off to Joyce Carol Oates for doing that with this novel.
The Zoom literary conversation author presentation with Joyce Carol Oates is Sunday, September 6th at 4:30 p.m. Another author event Zoom presentation is taking place on September 9th. That's a Wednesday, and it is with Robert Kolker. His book, Hidden Valley Road, Inside the Mind of an American Family. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that one?
Right. This is one of those extraordinary stories, and you just have to tip your hat to Kolker for doing such an extraordinary job. He's a journalist, but he has a great nose for just an extraordinary story. This story, you know, is about a family and 6 of 12 children in the family who were diagnosed with schizophrenia. But it was at a time when people just didn't understand what it was or how, you know, tragic it could be for a family. And the idea that there were multiple kids, anyway, in this family. Kolker just, I think it's so hard for writers, nonfiction writers, to capture the scope and the breadth the way they need to. But Kolker has done that here. It's just a great read and gripping and very sad, but also fascinating.
There is, of course, schedule information for all of the events at SpencertownAcademy.org. And there are many other authors speaking. But instead of dwelling on those, and since people can find out about them on the website, why don't you tell me about the special book room online? You will be able to purchase books like you normally would at the festival?
Right. If people remember attending other years, we have a tremendous collection of gently used books for sale, which is part of the way we're generating funds every year to keep the Academy going. And one of the rooms we have is what we call a specialty book room, which is art books and coffee table books and signed editions and rare books and old books, great variety. But this year we're putting some of those online. So maybe 300 or more of those books will be available online. If you're a member, those books will go on sale on Friday before Labor Day.
September 4th.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you... are not a member but would like to browse and shop for those books, they will be available on Saturday morning. So please check that out. There's some beautiful books. I've seen them already, and they're beautiful.
You're also presenting workshops for children. Tell me what is involved in that. It sounds really fun.
It does. I think it's going to be great fun. It's a woman named Jackie Rogers. She's an author and illustrator. Her one book is called Goblin Moon, I believe. Mm-hmm. And this presentation is called Drawing Goblins with Jackie Rogers. And it's sort of a draw-along exercise. It's going to be, I think, something to do with a Halloween scene, maybe. And it's just a great activity, I think, for parents and for kids. And that's going to be that Saturday morning, September 5th at 10 a.m., and I think the next weekend as well.
Wonderful. And you're also doing Writing With Us community writing sort of program. Tell me about that, please.
We are. One of the things we've been talking about outside of the festival is to, you know, how to engage with our community and kind of in a way that kind of brings books and writers and all things literary to life beyond this Labor Day festival. And we had two ideas, not so original necessarily, but good ideas, I think. One is a community rights project where people can submit their writing either under their own name or anonymously, fiction or nonfiction. And we have begun to post those online. So just celebrating writers and their craft, local folks. And we had a great response the first time. I think we had maybe more than 25 entries, which was terrific. We also do a young person's writing contest every year. We didn't do it this year, but we're going to be doing it other years, and we've just really enjoyed that.
The festival is normally a Labor Day weekend festival, but by virtue of not having everybody be able to gather for one thing or any of the authors travel, you're going to spread out the events until October, but not every date, of course, between Labor Day and October 12th is scheduled with something. Do you think you'll add events? And I'm not pressuring you to do so.
I don't think we will. I mean, I think what we may do is sort of grow from this platform, getting used to the technology, Zoom webinar, and grow them. For example, we're going to have a Community Reads event with Jill Lepore, the Harvard professor.
She's so great. Yeah.
She's amazing, isn't she?
She's brilliant.
She's going to be here in September. And we had, and she's going to be interviewed by someone, and we're going to read one of her books, This Is America. So that's going to be fun, sort of a community read together event. And we did that for Tahari Jones' novel, An American Marriage, earlier in the summer in July, which was really a great spirited discussion and everyone joining online. So all to say, I think we will have events throughout the year, but perhaps not officially calling them Festival of Books beyond that first week or so, first 10 days after Labor Day.
Virtual Spencertown Academy Arts Center's Festival of Books takes place Labor Day weekend. The book room will be open through October 12th. You can, of course, visit spencertownacademy.org to check the schedule and find out about all the author events. David Heifel is the co-chair of the festival. David, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Sarah. It was great fun.
Once again, spencertownacademy.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.